A standard is just like deciding what your criteria is, what you're wanting to uphold, what measuring stick you're wanting to use, not in a judgmental way, but just so that you can be honest with yourself and make sure that you're upholding your own standard. Now, a boundary would have been where I communicate something that doesn't require the other person to do anything. Hello and welcome back to The Joyous Path to Millions. All right, you guys, I am just going to dive right in. This episode is for you if you want to uplevel your standards this year, if you want to have better boundaries, and you're maybe even wondering what that means, how to have healthy boundaries, how to enact them with kindness, and you want to follow your intuition. So I have a story for you that's chocked full of lessons about boundaries, standards, and following intuition. And I have to leave to pick up my kiddo from school. It's an early dismissal day in 20 minutes. So we are just going to dive right in and get right to the juicy goodness of this. I actually think it'll also be good for you if you're curious about just like alternative investment opportunities, because that sort of sets the stage for this story. So I have a lot of people in my Facebook newsfeed where, frankly, I don't even know how we're connected. I've been in lots of masterminds over the years, and so I've connected with lots of business people, but I don't necessarily know exactly who they are. I haven't necessarily met them in person. And in late December, I was scrolling through my Facebook newsfeed and I saw an interesting post, and it said, "Do you want ownership in a $100 million property before 2023 is over? Here's your deal. Investment, accredited investors only, 100K minimum investment, 12% or 8% preferred return, equity in perpetuity, $220,000 of depreciation for 2023 for every 100K invested in 2023. And then he goes on to talk about the property. He says it's a 580 units in B-class area of Houston, Texas. Repositioned the asset for the past 12 months. 90% of renovations are complete, just wrapping up some unit turns. 70% leased, 75% pre-leased with quality tenants, 100% collections last month. Every single occupied unit paid their rent in November, expected to hit 85% occupancy in January and February. Awesome property management in place. Get equity, 12% or 8% interest and or depreciation, depends on what you invest. I have a training today to reveal the deal. Let me know if you want the link for the Zoom." So when I saw this, I was already on Christmas vacation. I knew that this was not something that I wanted to act on right away. That would have felt like adding a lot of stress into my life, and I would have been making the decision from a place of scarcity. The thought would have been, I can't miss out on this, so I've got to do it right now. And I don't move from that place. However, I was interested. I did feel my sacral, which is like the way that my intuition speaks to me, kind of light up about this idea. Jeff and I have done different kinds of real estate investment deals over the years, and I know that real estate is one of the best ways to decrease your tax burden. So that was the part that I was really interested in, was getting 220K of depreciation immediately, same year, for every 100K invested, because I knew essentially that that could offset a large part of all of the taxes we paid in the year. Seemed very interesting, right? Like, instead of paying those taxes, what if I put those same dollars to work in an appreciating asset that I would have equity in? So I sent this person a Facebook message, and I'm going to actually just like pull it up so I can read it verbatim. Essentially, what I said was, "Hey, I saw this post. It's something that I'm interested in, but it's not going to happen right now." I said, "While I don't think the turnaround time works for that deal, are you open to hopping on a call at some point in the new year? My husband and I are accredited investors and would like to get to know you in these kinds of deals, so we're ready when the next one is available. Thanks." The next day, he replies and says, "Good morning, Emily. Are you two available today for a Zoom or a call?" And I said, "We're on family vacation, so January 2nd or later is best. Thanks." So that stopped all communication. And then I just thought of it again last week and wanted to just follow the nudge So I sent him a message, could we connect next week? And he got back right away, absolutely would like to talk, text me at blah, 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 and we can set up a time next week. So then we move the conversation over to text. Now I'm pulling up my phone so I can read to you what happened over there. I promise this is actually all very relevant to this conversation. And I hope you're finding value just in like, ooh, these are the deals that Emily's interested in and considering and that kind of thing. Because I personally enjoy like that kind of behind the scenes sort of knowledge. Okay, so like an hour after he sent that message, I texted, hey, it's Emily. My schedule is open on Monday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The response I got was, sorry, Emily, what's this about? So I went and I screenshotted the Facebook message conversation and pasted it in there. Not gonna lie, I was already like a little annoyed. Like, really? Are you so busy? You've got so many Emilys messaging you that you can't connect the dots on this when we were literally messaging in Facebook Messenger an hour ago. But nevertheless, blew through that yellow flag, just kept on going. She says, oh, sorry, Emily, I'll be available soon. Are you around the rest of the day? So I said, do you have time on Monday? I'd like to schedule it so I can have my husband join us too. Then he asks, are you in Eastern time? At this point, you guys, I'm annoyed. I just feel like, really? You couldn't read my message? But I say, Pacific, even though before I had said what my availability was in Pacific time. So then he says, okay, how about 6 p.m. Eastern Monday? And then says, and then he replies again, in Eastern time. So he proposes a time that's outside of the window of what I said I was available. So I reiterate, I'm available 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time on Monday. If you don't have any time in that window, I can look later into the week. He says, I'm also around this weekend. With a question mark. I don't respond to that. So then the next day he sends a message, hey, hey, today would work. And at this point I said, hey, seems like it's not going to work. Thanks anyway. And then he said, what won't work? The time today? Then he messages me again when I don't respond to that. Would you prefer next week that is scheduled? I said, there are too many signs in this message chain that communication is strained. That's a red flag for me. I'm sure you're a lovely person and very good at what you do, but it won't be a fit for us to work together. Okay. I think there's lots to unpack here. And I also just want to talk about the emotions behind sending those messages, because a lot of times my clients will say to me like, Emily, you just seem like you're really good with boundaries and you're really good with communication. And I first just want to say that's practiced and we always have the opportunity to get better. And it doesn't mean that I don't still feel insecurities and that I'm not still telling myself different stories and having to observe what's going on. So for me, I really want good communication. I want scheduling to be easy with anyone that I'm going to work with. And this is something I actually often use scheduling as a hidden test when I'm hiring people for our agency as well. Like I will tell them what my availability is in Pacific time. And then I'll ask them to send out the calendar invite. And it's kind of surprising actually how many people like aren't good at converting time zones or get it wrong or put a typo in the meeting invite. And those things to me are red flags because people can tell you anything, but they show you who they are through their actions. And it's much more difficult for them to mask that in their actions. And so I tend to look at the actions as a sign of you're showing me who you are and do I like it or not? So I was making up some excuses for this guy because I was interested in the investment opportunity. He has a lot of social proof on his social media. He's been featured in major media outlets, that sort of thing. And so I was telling myself the story that like, well, he doesn't have to be great at scheduling meetings in order to be a good investor that I could work with. And so I was allowing this to continue, even though there were already some signs of strained communication. And so it was like universe had to just start shouting at me a little bit more because I wasn't listening to the whispers. And so it was just getting like more and more comical. I was getting more and more frustrated. I'm like, this is crazy. We haven't even gotten on a single call and I'm already annoyed with this person. Why would I even consider giving this person $100,000 or more of my money to manage? Not because he's wrong, not because he's a bad person, not because he's bad at what he does. I don't know any of that, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not. But this has to do with my standards and what I'm willing to settle for. And we can say that we want to raise our standards this year. And what will happen is universe will give us opportunities to show with our actions that we are actually serious about that. So in this case, I was like a little squishy. I was a little like, well, maybe I'm willing to settle. And then when I realized what was happening, and my guides, my intuition, like often communicate with me this way, like often red flags will come out in scheduling. If it's hard for me to schedule with someone, I feel that that's like resistance. Like I'm not meant to be working with them because it's not the path of least resistance. It's not feeling easy. So my intuition is chiming and that gets me to stop and look at it. And when I stop and look, I'm like, hang on a second. I want to work with people that are great at scheduling, that are great at communication, where it feels like the path of least resistance. And if I believe that everything is possible and that my standards are always reasonable and can always be met, then why on earth would I settle for someone who's a good investor but a bad communicator? Why wouldn't I just hold my standard and trust that in the holding of my standard, I'll attract someone who's a good investor and a good communicator and where it feels easy and effortless right out the hop. It's incredible how like all of a sudden you have those aha moments and it's like the sky is parting and the angels are singing and you can see and feel the shift in that. So a standard is just like deciding what your criteria is, what you're wanting to uphold, what measuring stick you're wanting to use, not in a judgmental way, but just so that you can be honest with yourself and make sure that you're upholding your own standard. Now, a boundary would have been where I communicate something that doesn't require the other person to do anything. I learned that from Dr. Becky. So if you're not following Dr. Becky at Good Insight on Instagram, highly recommend. She's a parenting expert and she's got phenomenal advice. But she's like, a boundary is something that you say and do that doesn't require the other person to do anything. So in this case, after I sent that message, this other person did not text me again. Had he texted me again, I would have set a boundary and it would have looked like this. I am ceasing further communication. I wish you all the best, but I won't be communicating with you any further. That's a boundary. It doesn't require him to do anything different. He could have tried to keep texting me. I would have just blocked him and I would have ceased communication. So it didn't get to a hard boundary in that case, but that's sort of the difference between upholding your standard and setting a boundary. Sometimes we have to do both. Sometimes we don't. Now, when I was typing up that last message to send him, I was feeling my own stories and projections. So I was imagining that he would be receiving this and that he might be talking to his other buddies and saying like, ooh, I really dodged a bullet. Like, man, there was just such a red flag client who here were the issues. Like, this is how she was texting me. Ugh, I would not have wanted to work with someone like that. And I could feel the part of myself that like wanted to defend against this story in my mind and make myself right and him wrong, but I didn't. It's like we can observe that stuff without acting on it. It's like maybe he did say that. And you know what? Like he did dodge a bullet in the same way that I did because we were misaligned to each other and that's okay. Again, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with my standards. And there doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the way that he's doing business. Just means that we weren't a fit for each other. And I happen to be the one who said that and called it off. But honestly, we probably did both dodge a bullet. But I could feel the projection that I felt around that and the story that he might be telling himself about me. And I could even observe the little part of me that wanted to like get out ahead of that and sort of point out the flaws in his communication. But I just observed it and felt it and didn't act on that because that didn't feel good to me either. It's like, I don't need to make him wrong in order to make me right. I just feel okay having my own standards. I feel okay upholding my standards. And the people who don't meet my standards aren't wrong. They're just wrong for me. That's it. And I so appreciate my intuition and the way that my guides and my inner being and my higher self communicate with me. And scheduling just happens to be one of them. Again, it wouldn't necessarily be a red flag for everyone, But it's like when you start to notice patterns in the ways that your intuition is trying to catch your attention and prevent you from blowing through these orange flags and these red flags and getting yourself into something that's a problem, start paying attention to that. Some of you would have just blown through all of those red flags. You would have made the investment and you would have had to learn the lesson in a much harder way. I've been there. So been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. So now I don't want to learn the lesson in a really hard, painful, expensive way. I want to listen to the nudges and catch the earlier signs that, hang on, I'm not on the path of least resistance right now. This is actually feeling hard. This is feeling challenging. And it doesn't mean that everything that's hard isn't worth doing or isn't worth seeing through. But again, I just know that the investments that are going to be best for me are going to come through the path of most allowance. They're going to feel easy. They're going to feel effortless. It's going to feel like the stars aligned, the skies parted, the angels sang, and the whole way through, it's going to feel really good, including cutting the check, including the communication after that happens, including receiving amazing returns on the investment. So I just felt that there was so much in this story, even just for me to unpack, that I knew it would serve you all so well too. So what I want to leave you with is this. Think about your standards for this upcoming year. Think about your boundaries. Where are they a little weak? Where are they squishy? Where are you settling? I really think if you ask yourself those questions, you spend a little time with pen and paper, you will have so many aha moments and you'll be able to get that all cleaned up and have such a different year. And you will attract situations that will test those standards and that will test those boundaries. And that's actually a good thing. That is your sign that universe heard you and that universe just wants to make sure, just wants to test it out and see if your actions are in alignment with what you're saying you want. And from there, so much magic gets to unfold. So as always, thank you so much for tuning into this show. Please like, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with friends. It makes all the difference in the world. We're shooting for top 1%, baby. So let's manifest that together. Thank you for tuning in, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Listeners like you have made this a top 3% global podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, share, and leave a review. I also love hearing listener feedback, so feel free to slide into my DMs on Instagram at mmakesmoney. If you would like to explore hiring me as your money healer and business mentor, hit the link in the show notes or head to explore.emilywilcox.com. Until next time, I'm sending you all the magic money vibes on your joyous path to millions.